Shalom Aleichem, everyone. Good morning. Sunday morning, Chof Dalid, Tammuz, Tovshin, Pehei, Motzei Shabbos, Parshas, Pinchas. I'd like to share with you what I shared with my Kehila yesterday in the Drasha. Parshas Pinchas begins, Bekaneas Kinasi, Pinchas receives Schar for taking the vengeance of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the great Chil Hashem of Zimri, which began in the end of last week's parsha, Vayochel Om Liznois El Benois Moyav. Klal Yisrael began to be mezana with the Benois Moyav, and eventually it led to Vayitzomed Yisrael Leval Pa'or. Klal Yisrael became connected with Baal Pa'or. As we know, the Avodah Zarah of Pa'or is a very interesting Avodah Zarah. The Avodah Zarah is the most disgusting way of serving it. One eats and drinks things that cause them to have very strong bowel movements, and then goes and defecates in front of this Avodah Zarah. And that is its service. Now, what is the understanding of the service of Baal Pa'ar? So in a classic shmooze from Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, Zichrayna Livracha, he explains as follows. He explains it's the nature of a person not to be restricted, confined, to break barriers, not to have gedorim. That's what a person naturally wants to do. He doesn't want to be restricted. And the Avodah Zarah of Pa'ar was just that. Every other Avodah Zarah had rules and regulations to it. How do you serve this Avodah Zarah? We have Mishnayos and Gemaras and Masechta Avodah Zarah talking about Avodah Zarahs have specific services. What if you do a different service to the Avodah Zarah? You do a different type of kavod. But there are all rules and regulations. There are all types of... There's a mahalach of how one serves an Avodah Zarah. And in order to do it properly, you got to stick to the Mahalach. However, Pa'ar was created to break down all barriers, to break down all restrictions. The opposite is true. I'm not bound by anything. I could do what I want, when I want, how I want. There's no covet at all. The exact opposite. Do the biggest bizayin to it. That shows that I could do what I want. No one's going to tell me how to do it. No one's going to tell me right from wrong. No one's going to tell me what's honorable, what's not honorable. I do what I want. So much so that the more you're mevaza it, the greater it is. The Gemara tells us in Masechta Sanhedrin about a certain yid who thought he's going to go into that Avodah Zarah and be mevazed. He thought up of ways to be mevazed in the most way possible. And after he finished, they said to him, "Oh, Yashikayach, nobody ever served this Avodah Zarah like this. You were did most chidushim in being mevazit." They were so impressed with him. He didn't realize what he was doing. That is the aside of Baal Pa'ar. I do what I want. There's nothing that holds me back. How I want, when I want, what I want. There's no rules, there's no gedorim, there's no sense of decency. Things that should be natural to a person wants to break those gedorim down. Says Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, "Umuvan heitev koyach mishichosei shel avodah zur." To understand the draw of this avodah, sharinyano hu shakol hefker la'adam. Person can do what he wants. Veinai gadur bishum gedor. I'm not restricted at all. This has a great draw to it. Says Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, we see in our days this hashkafa. And even though the Anche Knes Agdel Mervatul Yetzar Avodah Zarah, Yetzar Ze Kayem Gam B'Yameinu, we have this Yetzar as well. It's getting stronger, and it's conquering and overtaking the hearts of the young ones of the nations. To break down all fences, barriers, all sense of decency. Ain't shum iser v'ain shum matzer l'mashech ha'veitzim lazeis. They could do what they want. Chaim Shalevitz said this in Tovshin Lamed Beis, 1972. For those, I wasn't around then, but for those who were, what was going on in the world, it was the breakdown of many different norms of decency in society, of what's snius and what's not snius. But who knows what Reb Chaim Shmulevitz would say today, over 50 years later, in what's going on in the world. Baal Pa'or still exists. And this is not only in the world at large, this is in Ruchnius as well. The Torah gave us Gedarim, the Rabbanon gave us Gedarim. When we break down those Gedarim, when we break through those Gedarim, who knows where we could end up? Chazal show us that even when we allow emotions, for example, Eishes Yifas Tayar, we allow a person who has a great taiva for a woman after war to marry her, to live with her. But there's restrictions, there's rules of how and when. It's not hefker. A goyel adam, someone's relative is murdered. Ki yecham levavoy, he's cocked up. He can't control himself. The Torah allows him to let out his emotions and even murder, take revenge against the murderer. But there's still rules and regulations. When, how, what? It's not hefker. Nothing's ever hefker. There's gedarim. And when those gedarim are broken down, who knows where it could lead? It started, they went out to go buy some wine, eventually it led to znus. Where did znus lead to? To Avodah Zarah. Which Avodah Zarah? Baal Pa'ar. Why? It started with the breaking of gedarim, it ended up with Pa'ar, which has no gedarim. That's its yesod. It's the lowest, most disgusting thing. No sense of decency at all. That's Pa'ar. Where does this Mida come from? We know in the world of Musar, Chassidus as well, there's two schools of thought. There's the Navardic school of Shiflas Ha'adam, a person's low down, a person's a nothing. Then there's the school of Slabodka, Godless Ha'adam, a person is so great. Many of the Mepharshim, when they look at Baal Pa'ar, they see the idea of Shiflas Ha'adam. I have no covet, I have no sense of decency. You can do what you want. Now let's stop for a moment. Pause for a moment. On Friday, Chof Beis Tammuz, was the 81st yahrzeit of my Shver Zeda, Zeche Tzadik Livroch Hashem Yikoyim Domoy, Mareinu Harav Rav Avram Grudzinski, the Teres Avram of Slabodka, Mashkiach of Slabodka Yeshiva, who was burned alive in the hospital in the Kovna Ghetto the day after the liquidation of the Kovna Ghetto in 1944. Reb Avram, the Teres Avram, he stood for Godless Ha'adam. The Talmud Muvuk of the Altar from Slabodka, the Altar of Slabodka's whole life was Godless Ha'adam. He said about Reb Avram, Zechelki mikol amoli, this is the product of all of my toil. The Chofetz Chaim used to come to Warsaw, to Warsaw, to Reb Avram's father, Reb Itzhak Grudzinski. And he met Reb Avram, and he said, "Mir machin svarim over the altar macht mention." Chofetz Chaim said, "We," meaning himself, "we make svarim, but the altar from Slabodka makes people. Mir machin mention, his er macht mention. He makes people." The altar from Slabodka said about Reb Avram Grudzinski that he broke down every fiber in his body with musar and rebuilt it in the way that he was in control of it, to the best way possible. And they asked the altar, is he the only one who ever did that? The altar said, no, other people do that too. But with other people, when they broke themselves down, you heard the knack, you heard the break. It was noisy. It's a tumult. Rabbi Avram was still. No one knew what was going on. But he did it. He rebuilt himself. Godless Ha'odom, that's who Rabbi Avram Grudzinski was. Now listen to the words of Reb Chaim Shmulevitz. Where does the source for Baal Pa'or come from? Zokt Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, it comes from the Midah of Godless Ha'adam. Peladika thing, I saw this Reb Chaim Shmulevitz shmooze many times about Baal Pa'or, but I wasn't aiming on this Nekuda. Godless Ha'adam, says Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, a person feels he's so great he doesn't need Gedarim. He doesn't need things to protect him. I could do what I want. Melech peiritz geder. A king breaks through gedarim. The godless ha'adam, when it's misguided, says the person could do what I want. I'm the greatest. I could do anything. Godless ha'adam leads to the breaking of fences, to the breaking of gedarim. It comes from godless ha'adam, but ki yisharim darchei Hashem, tzadikim yelchu bam uvayshim yikashlu bam. It's the same midah, the godless ha'adam, that helps a person grow. It helps a person shtag, it keeps him away from avera by saying, I'm too chashiv to do this. That same midah of godless ha'adam, used incorrectly, breaks gedarim, and when there are no gedarim, person falls to the lowest of the low of the low. It starts with something small, a little wine, ends up in znus, ends up in avodah zarah, in baal pa'ar, the most lowest, disgusting, decadent avodah zarah. Why? Because I broke through a geder, because I thought I don't need it, I'm too great. Godless ha'adam misused, says Reb Chaim Shmulevitz. And I thought to myself, be'emes, it's the same midah. What do I mean to say? What is godless ha'adam that propels a person to greatness? It propels him to break through fences, break through barriers, break that glass ceiling that restricts a person's growth. That he says to himself, ah, this is what I could do when I can only do this, and I'm boxed in. Godless ha'adam tells him, no. You know what you could accomplish? You know what you could do? Break through all of those barriers. Become the greatest anyone could be. You could be a Rabbi Avraham Grudzinski, breaking down every fiber in your body, rebuilding it and being in control. That's godless ha'adam. That's what a person could do. Beyond the norm. Beyond what's normal. A person rises above that. He breaks through those barriers. And he becomes a gadol. The same midah of godless ha'adam that when used improperly breaks through the gedarim that protect the person and leads him to fall to the lowest of the low. If he understands how great he is, he'll keep those gedarim, but he'll break through other barriers, barriers of growth, barriers that restrict him from being a gadol, becoming great, changing himself. Rabbi Avraham Grudzinski, the Nazis came into Lita in the end of Sivan Tovshin Aleph. And my uncle, Rav Agoin Reb Yitzchak Grudzinski, Rav Atzadik Reb Yitzchak Grudzinski, Zichrono Livracha, the youngest son of Rav Avram, told me, and I have it on recording, he told me that at the end of Sivan, the Nazis came towards Kovna, Slobodka and Kog. Slobodka was a little suburb of over the river of Kovna. Kovna was a big city. And they ran, they it was a pogrom coming, the Nazis were coming. The Litvaks were much worse, the Lithuanians, than the Nazis even. And they all had to leave, they had to flee, and they went out into the hamlets, to the forest over there, to the little villages. And can you imagine? People running. You hear the stories. We saw Ukraine, refugees, people running. It's chaos. And Rabbi Avram is sitting there in the wagon, this kapoter, with his hat on, regally, like he's on his way, as it says, I think, in the Hakdamah Teres Avram, I think that's where it says it. Like, and he's on his way to say a shmooze in the yeshiva. Well, how's that possible? Look around, look at the norm. No, godless ha'adam breaks through the barriers of norm. Godless ha'adam breaks those barriers of norm. You can rise above it. That's godless ha'adam. When it's used properly, that's what Avram Grudzinski, the Altav and Slabotka, this is what they stood for. Godless ha'adam could take you to the highest of the high with no barriers. But if not used properly, a person could fall to the lowest of the low. That's what godless ha'adam is. That's what Baal Pa'ar is. And when Pinchas comes along, Bikanoyes Kinasi, what did Pinchas do? He also broke a barrier. He broke a barrier. He was from Ayiv Shalom, Vrad of Shalom. Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron HaKoyin, the Torah is Miyachasim. He's a person who's from Shalom. He broke barriers, the Kanoi Kinas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I want to say perhaps a Meredik Echidish. What schar did HaKadosh Baruch Hu give him? HaKadosh Baruch Hu broke a barrier down for him. He was a Levi Pinchas. He was a person, the only one it seems, who fell through the cracks. Because when Aaron HaKoyin became a Koyin, his sons, Elazar and Itamar, became Kayanim, and then their any future children became Kayanim. But Pinchas, who had already been born beforehand, only the first generation became Kayanim. He was a second generation. So he remained a Levi. A Levi can't become a Kayan. There's Gedarim, there's barriers. It can't happen. Yisrael can't become a Levi can't become a Kayan. It just doesn't work. There's certain Gedarim in the world. There's certain norms in the world. But the Rabbeinu Sham said, when Klai Yisrael breaks down barriers, and they use their godless Adam to fall to the lowest of the low, Baal Pa'ar, the epitome of breaking Gedarim, comes along a Pinchas and he breaks through his own nature. Why? Because Kanoim Poyingim Boy, it was a Kanois Kulu L'Shem Shamayim, he couldn't handle the Chil Hashem, so he went through and he broke through the barrier of what his midos told him is norm. I have shalom, v'roid have shalom. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you want to know what your payment is? You're going to become from a Levi to a Kayin. That barrier that doesn't allow Levim to become Kayanim, I'm going to make you a Kayin. You're going to become a Kayin. And now, according to some, Alkut Sipporna, I think says, all Kuna Gedayla came from Pinchas. Godless. You're going to be able to become even greater. Of course, a Levi could be as great as he can. As a Levi. But a Kayin's a Kayin. A Kayin Gadol's a Kayin Gadol. The Kaddish Baruch Hu said that barrier is going to be broken down for you. That's the Yisayit of Baal Par Rabbi Yisai. That's the Yisayit of Godless HaAdam. Godless HaAdam used properly will make sure that the Gedarim that were given to a person by the Torah, by the Rabbanon, by humanity, by decency, by the Elikim Asa as Adam Yashar, Kadosh Baruch Hu made us Yashar. We have a natural tendency to Yashar. The godless Adam will make sure that those barriers remain as strong as they could be. But the barrier that restricts him to becoming great, that Yetzer that tells him you can't do much more than that, this is who you are. Godless Adam says you could rise to the greatest of heights. You could break down every fiber in your being to be in complete control of every midah, of everything. I just want to point out that when they asked Rabbi Avram, when he was going regally to running away from the pogrom in the wagon, so I said it had to do with Godless HaAdam, it's the control. But why did he do that? The whole, Rabbi Avram's whole mahalach in Chaim was that everything that the Torah teaches us is halacha lemaisa. Even the agadita, even agada, even musar, it all has to be halacha lemaisa. And the Gemara tells us, afilu b'shas ha-sakana, ayimona atzma min rabonus. Even b'shas ha-sakana, a person has to act regally, he has to act royally. Look at the Rashi says over there in the Gemara in Sanhedrin. A person, even b'shas ha-sakana, has to act royally. Rav Avram said, it's a halacha. Same halacha. There's a Shulchan Aruch. In other things, this is also a halacha. He bemoaned the fact that people don't learn the Musar and Rambam in the beginning of Mada and things like that. It's halacha lemaisa, altas halacha. But to be able to be al yimon ha'atzmin ha'rabonis, that takes the godless Adam, that takes the control, to be able to follow that halacha, to go out regally. He came back, of course, as my uncle said, second day Rosh Chodesh Tammuz, about a week later, from Rav Avram's house, Yod Aleph Tammuz, Rav Chanan, one of Rav Avram's sons and others, Rav Avram's Shvager, was taken out to be killed by the Nazis in the 7th Fort. Rav Avram survived another 3 years and change, Be'erech, through the whole Kovna ghetto, so that Yom Hamar, when he went up in flames together with the hospital in the Kovna ghetto, the day after the liquidation, Hashem Yikayim Damai. This is the lesson of Baal Pa'ar Rabbi Yisai. Godless HaAdam. Godless HaAdam used properly. But Chas V'Shalom not used properly, the lowest of the low. Used properly, the greatest of the great. V'shataka b'zoicha. To be able to harness, to work on ourselves, to become the G'daylim that we can become. Kol Tov.